Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Handling Today's Consumers in Real Estate with your host, Evan Russell, broker owner of ERA Russell Realty Group. He is a 10-year licensed broker who has successfully coached and trained over 500 agents and turned his independent brokerage into a $50 million company before joining one of the top real estate franchises, ERA. Evan delivers his real-world real estate experience to you, the real estate agent. You can follow Evan on the Twitter feed at WorkWithEvan using hashtag AskEvan. For all your questions, concerns, comments, ideas, or anything else real estate related.
Yo! What's up there, boys and girls, my ERG? It is EZE sitting in the chair today. Hey, listen. Good weekend. I'm struggling with something here, and I'm going to just ask you guys what you think it should be. All right, so now I know the call's set up. I'm going to get up, start moving around, make sure we're good to go. Here's what I want to know. I want to know what's on your – it's a couple rhetorical questions. I want to know what's on your agenda for today. What is the one thing that you can do today that's going to make a difference in either your real estate career, your personal career, your life, your diet, your exercise, your parenting, you know, obligations, whatever they are? What's the one thing? I think one thing that, I think one thing that makes a difference to me is I've been struggling quite a bit with my own identity. Who is Evan Russell? Who do I want people to see when they Google Evan Russell or they meet Evan Russell? Am I Evan Russell the real estate agent? Am I Evan Russell the real estate broker? Am I Evan Russell the real estate guru, the trainer? Am I Evan Russell the marketing person? Who is Evan Russell? So what's the one thing I can do today that I'm going to time block out, distraction free, that I can do that's going to help me achieve who I think I am and who I want people to see me and know me as? So if we take, for example, real estate. What do we want people to think of us as? We want people to think of us as the go-to person in real estate. We want somebody to think, okay, buying and selling, let's call Bob. Or let's call Jill or whoever, right? But to be in that front of mind, you really have to understand who your audience is. Okay, once you understand what you want to be, right, real estate agent, you really understand who you want your audience to be, right? Who do I want to find me? The third thing is, what do I want them to find me, and what do I have that's going to prove some value to what they have or want? What's going to make them want to click? So we take all this Keeping Current Matters stuff we've been passing out. It's really good stuff. I'm a big proponent of KPM, as you know. But is it gaining us any traction? And the answer to that is, I'm going to say no, it's not. Okay, well, why is that? That's where I want to pin down our coaching call today. Why is that? What is the one thing you can do, you can focus on in your 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 2 hours, 3 hours a day that's actually going to procure you some business, procure you an opportunity, procure you a lead, get somebody to raise their hand and say, I want to work with you, or at least get somebody to call? What is the one thing that you can do today? And tomorrow might be something else. Tomorrow, the next day might be something else. The next day might be something else. But there has to be something you dial into, you sink your teeth into each and every day that says, for the minimum amount of time that I'm going to work real estate today, what am I going to do to make sure that I work real estate the best way I did possible? What is my goal, so to speak? Now, with the struggling of my own identity, who is Evan Russell? When you Google Evan Russell, who do I want them to see? What do I want to be known as when I go to the ball field? Am I Evan Russell, the local business owner? Am I Evan Russell, the real estate agent? Am I Evan Russell, the consultant, the sales consultant? right? What's that one thing? Now, understand the identity crisis of who you are, who you want to be, who you want people to see you to be. You have to focus on the one thing that you're going to do every day, and like I said, it could be different, that's going to help you achieve that. So once we've determined the one thing that we're going to work on today or tomorrow or over the next couple days, we have to be able to schedule and time block ourselves an opportunity to not be distracted during that time, right? In the noisy environment in which we live in, and I struggle with this as much as anybody, one thing I've learned from different, coaching and trainings that I've been a part of is sometimes I get on these calls, not necessarily to teach you, but necessarily, most importantly, to kind of reinvent who I am, right? To kind of get my own world in check, because I struggle with this just like you do. I struggle with the time management just like you do. I struggle with the concept of time blocking. So I did some research last night on time blocking, which is really stupid because time blocking is just that, time blocking. Block out of time from 9:30 I'm doing this to the end. It's a really stupid concept. There's not a whole lot written about it because it's really easy. Turn off all the distractions, focus on one thing, the one thing, and do it for 30 minutes. Seems really simple, right? We'll try it. It's not simple. It's very difficult, in fact. I mean, the only way that I think I could really have it done is if you just shut off everything, locked me in the basement, and came and got me for 30 minutes. And I said, what'd you do? Time blocking is a difficult concept as easy as it might sound. Because your phone rings, your email rings, someone knocks on the door, someone walks in, someone needs this, someone needs that. You get distracted by an email, you're distracted by software, you're distracted by all the noisy things of the world. And then, of course, you lose track of that one thing, right? So I'm working on a project last night. Project needed X, Y, X. Project needed X. I needed to do X for the project. So I moved over to website C to try to get X for the product. And then website C uncovered, this domain expired and that domain expired. Then you get into the domain expired. Well, let me renew those. Then you get into, my credit card's over there. So then you get up and you get your credit card. Then you put the dish away. Then you fill yourself a drink. Then the hockey game you're watching with your wife, the Penguins score, so you're talking to her about the goal. So all of a sudden you've just totally, completely killed your train of thought. You've killed your one thing. You've killed your focus. Right? So it seems like very easy concepts to focus on one thing in a time block. But my problem with the concept and what I'm struggling with is it's really not that easy. So let's pick one thing. Okay, let's say I'm going to get 5 Craigslist ads up today. Okay? Well, here's where we're going to run into the problem. Do you have the links built? Nope. Do you remember your Craigslist password? Nope. Do you remember how to do it properly? Nope. Okay, so there you go. You've just failed 3 times on something simple. I'm going to dial expires today. Okay, do you have the call sheet? Nope. Did you pay your MLS bill? Nope. Did the first 3 or 4 you look up already listed? Yep. Did your phone just ring with a nonsense call about your someone's school? Yep. See you later to expire calls. Okay, it totally works that way. If you're on, there's a good amount of people in the call here. If you're looking at this, you're thinking, yep, that happens to me every day. Yep. It happens all the time. So how do you avoid that? Well, that's the question. I don't know. First time on a coaching call, I'm going to give it to you. I do not have the answer for that. I don't know how you block out all of necessities. Because the one thing, which seems like a really cool concept, I'm going to kind of flip it on you, is a really cool concept if you were prepared, if the one thing the day before was to prepare for the one thing. Okay, so I'm going to time block Wednesday. Today's Tuesday. So I'm going to time block Thursday, 10 to 12, to call expired leads. Okay, so that's Thursday. So what am I going to do Wednesday? Well, Wednesday, I'm going to prepare all my leads. So that my time block on Wednesday is I'm going to spend 10 to 11 preparing my leads, and Thursday, 10 to 11, I'm calling my leads. Or I'm going to time block 10 to 11 to prepare the leads, and I'm going to time block 1 to 2 to call the leads. Okay? You cannot mix oil and water, so to speak. You can't cook eggs if you don't have the butter ready. You can't bake a cake if your ingredients aren't within arm's reach. Okay, so you can't take that same concept into real estate marketing or anything that you're doing if you don't have the ingredients lined up and set up. And that in itself is time blocking. I want to bake a cake. Okay, well, I have to go to the store. Okay, well, when am I going to go to the store? Well, I'm going to go to the store 10, 12 new baby sleeping. Fine, you do the time block going to the store. Now, unfortunately, you can do other things while you're going to the store. Use the phone, send a text message, check Facebook, put up something on Instagram, say hi to your friends, get a cup of coffee on the way out, Starbucks, whatever. Right? But at least you've kind of time blocked that. But then when you go back to the house, you have to bake a cake in a certain period of time. So you have to time block the 30 minutes it takes to make the cake. Right? Or the cake's not going to get made, you're going to waste it. So what is the one thing that you want to do? What's the one thing that you want to focus on? What's the one thing that you're going to do well? Okay, let's go back to David Ortiz. What's the one thing David Ortiz does well? He hits a baseball. That's the only thing he does. But he practices, and he time blocks, and he watches video, and he analyzes statistics to whatever level he did. Right? He watches film. Okay? He listens to a batting coach. He's got several things that he does to make his craft perfect. As real estate agents, we don't necessarily do that. We don't practice. We expect things to land. Okay, but let's call a spade a spade. I'm not going to get off on that tangent. Things don't land for us as quickly as we want them to. So you have to wake up every day with a plan. Even if the plan is for 10 minutes, what am I going to do today that's going to help me secure some real estate business? And even if that is to prepare for tomorrow, that's okay. It's okay. You just got to take a stride to get that done. Okay, people have come to me over the last couple weeks, and I've actually had experiences myself with things called real estate coach, right? I need a coach or a mentor. I need to call the group. I need someone to push me, right? Well, no one needs a real estate coach or a real estate broker or trainer to say, hey, buddy, did you make the calls today? Okay, good job. Really good job. Okay, the only motivation that you should need is your own bank account. Is to see how much money you need to survive. And then you need to backtrack on what those activities are to survive. Okay, well, I got to close 3 houses, this year. I got to close 4 houses. I got to close a house a month. I got to close 2 a month. What's it going to take to get there? And then what am I going to do every day? What's the one thing, the one method that I'm going to do every day? And if you don't have that one thing pinpointed and you don't have the systems created or the flow created, Monday I prepare a lead, Tuesday I call, Wednesday I prepare a new lead, Thursday I call, Friday I prepare a new lead, Saturday I call, right? You're not going to be able to be successful. You're not going to do a number one time block. Your time block is going to be ineffective. And you're going to do a whole bunch of herky-jerky bullshit that doesn't amount to anything, which is kind of like where we are now. Well, Evan, you told me to post something on Facebook. You're right. But you've only got 7 people that like your page. So 7 people aren't going to all of a sudden, and probably 2 of them are your family. They're not going to all of a sudden say, hey, Evan, I want you to buy a house. I want to buy a house with you. That's not how it works, man. I don't know how long we have to be in the business to figure that out. That's not how the system works. You have to get a little more creative. You have to analyze who your audience is, whether it's Craigslist, whether it's Facebook, whether it's on the street, whether it's wherever it is, right? Who is my audience at that particular time? How do they want me to see? How do I want them to see me when I walk through the door? When I walk through the door at Ryers, what do I want those people to say? Evan Russell, real estate agent, boom. I walk through the door at Nance, Evan Russell, real estate broker, boom. I walk in the ball field, Evan Russell, real estate broker, coach of my son's baseball team, boom. Right? You have to have that identity. And that identity is what's going to, lead you to find the business. But if you don't focus on one thing today to help you generate for tomorrow, then we're going to be in the same spot. So only you can answer the rhetorical question. What is the one thing that you can do today? What's the one thing that you want to do today? Right? You're an entrepreneur, right? There's nobody checking on your progress here. Your bank account is your accountability tool. The only checks and balances you have, so to speak, is your bank account. So what am I going to do today that's going to help me or allow me or get me closer to procuring somebody to talk? Never mind the deal. You can say five deals a year all you want. If you don't talk to 5 people a year, you're probably not getting 5 deals either. Only makes sense, right? It's a rhetorical think about it. What's the one thing I can do today? And if it's the one thing that I want to do today and I'm not prepared, what's the one thing I need to do today to prepare myself for tomorrow? What blogs do I need to put up? Right? What conversations do I need to have? Right? Those are the things that we need to kind of prepare ourselves for. Right? What I would encourage you to do today is to figure out what's the one thing I want to do. I wrote on my whiteboard today. I don't use whiteboards very often. We have these all around the room, but I don't use various stuff. Put them in. The one thing for 5:30, and I put a lot for May 30th, I put 5:30, is underline one thing. Boom. My one thing today. Now, it can't be a bunch of different. Now, analyzing one thing is a task. It's not necessarily, I want to post one ad today. Boom, done. No. I want to step my Facebook up a little bit. I'm going to spend a little bit of time. I'm going to time block 20 minutes and spend it on against my Facebook profile, my Facebook page. Right? Or I'm going to spend 20 minutes scrubbing the MLS from some expires, and then the next 20 minutes, I'm going to prepare a letter to send to them. Or I'm going to spend 20 minutes now making sure my Craigslist stuff is running, making sure my links work, so I can run a Craigslist ad. I won't get into the shame of, you guys want to do business, but none of you run Craigslist ads anymore. None of you do. Right? Not with TV Current Matters, not with Zap, not with Place, nothing is put on Craigslist, ever. Why? I don't know. Because I don't know what site I have. Right? Nothing. Right? That, to me, is sad. None of you mail expires. None of you. One or two of you, maybe. But none of you do that. None of you go on Make Me Move and email three or four people. None of you do it. Why? Why? We should make a checklist of what you can do for free today. Right? Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good idea. Let's wait for Evan's checklist. Then I'll start working. Right? Let's have Evan do the work so he can tell me what to do so that I can do the work. But I can't do the work until Evan does his work and sends me the list so I know what to do. Then I'm going to get on Zillow and I'm not going to know how to do it. So then I'm going to ask Evan for help me. Evan's going to have to make a video, put it on Facebook, and then when I get on Facebook Sunday night at 9:30, I'll watch the video and I'll plan on doing it Tuesday at 3:30. That's how it goes, right? That's kind of annoying, but kind of true. That's what's going to happen. So I want to hit up. I'm going to email some Make Your Moves on Zillow. Okay, here's the time block. I'm going to take 20 minutes to figure out how to do it. Boom, from 12 to 12:30, I'm going to figure it out. From 12:45 to 1:15, I'm going to send three or four emails. Now, here's the bad news. Between that downtime, that's when you're going to check the phone, you check the text, your daughter's sick at school, you got to go get her, boom, your whole world just collapsed. Your whole idea of marketing for this collapsed. Okay? Which is why time blocking is so important. Right? Time blocking isn't necessarily, I'm going to do the work. The real definition is, after talking through it, is I'm not going to get distracted for the next 30 minutes. I'm not going to check my phone for the next 30 minutes. If you're in a doctor's office, you wouldn't go check the phone. Right? If you're getting if you were in church, you wouldn't check your phone. Right? So there are periods of time where you can put your phone away and not be distracted. Well, I don't have time for that. Well, sure you do. Sure you do. Alright? Okay. 17 minutes ish. What we really want to do is figure out what we can do today to make a difference for us even tomorrow. What's the one thing and the amount of time I have to spend today on my real estate business, understanding I very well understand what I get out of it, what I put into it, is what I'm going to get out of it. I understand that. I may not believe it. I may not follow through with it, but I understand it. It may not matter to me. I'm going to do what I want to do regardless, but I do know what I put into it is what I'm going to get out of it. Right? Understanding what you put into it, what you're going to get out of it, figure out what you're going to do today. What can you do today? Send me a note. I'll put it in the Facebook group. EvansRussellTeam.com or the Russell Realtor Group Private Agent Group. What are you going to do today that's going to determine what better you can do tomorrow? Right? What foundations are you going to build today? What's the one thing that you want to do? And answer yourself this way. Where's my next deal going to come from? Where is my next deal going to come from? And if you can't answer that question, time to have a sit down. Or time to figure out where is your deal, your next deal going to come from. Because if you don't know, it's going to be very tough. Right? But it can come by just time blocking, just making some time to figure out where it is you want to be, where it is you want to go, and how people want to find you on Facebook when they look at you or when they see you wherever. Who is Evan Russell? Right? Okay, guys, hope you enjoyed. I'm going to wrap it up here. Right about 18 minutes on the button. Hope you guys enjoyed. I'll be around all day. Catch you then.
Thank you for listening to Handling Today's Consumers in Real Estate with your host, Evan Russell. To To listen to a previous episode of our HTC podcast, you can visit evanlive.com or find him in the iTunes Music Store.